we go. Oh, baby, welcome to Duck It Motherfucking Dialogue.
Oh, man, that was pretty good.
Going hard here. Alrighty, baby, I'm using some janky-ass internet here. I'm on my hotspot because my ViaSat isn't working. Shout out to ViaSat. Glad you could keep me not running today on hopes and dreams, whatever. I'm here with Aaron Ewer again, as always. We're rocking here. We got some stories to tell, I guess. Ewer has some developments in his life. I don't know what the story is about. He said that Dave would appreciate it, so I'm assuming it involves butt stuff. Also, before he starts a story, let's throw our sponsor out. Today's episode is brought to you by Things Unsettled, baby. It's from Crying Eagle Brewing Company. So either I think Crying Eagle is the most American you can get, because the eagle is freedom in America, and the eagle's crying because someone littered. So it's a Native American eagle, as American as you can get. But I like the writing. What made me buy this is the artwork. It looks like Street Fighter, dude.
So, yeah. It does kind of look like Street Fighter. Yeah.
But instead of Ken having Ken's head, he has an American eagle head. A bald eagle.
Oh, okay. Spread eagle.
Spread eagle. All right, baby. So that's our sponsor. That isn't really our sponsor. They're all right. Tell me your story.
All right. We're going to start out the gate here. And yes. I just want to preface this. This is going to be gross.
All right.
If you have a very imaginative imagination, and if somebody tells you a tale and you paint a vibrant picture in your head, I'm going to say, sucks to be you. Enjoy.
Eat a roast beef.
So I go into work
during this.
I go into work, and we've talked before. I work in the medical field, running surgery imaging in the surgery. When people are having surgery and they need imaging, I do that shit. So I go into work, and all our cases are delayed because there's a trauma from the night before.
Mm.
So we're all like, oh, you know, what was this crazy trauma that happened? And the dude told me, he goes, you need to sit down for this. I said, okay.
Because he can't. I'm assuming whoever.
Yeah. Yeah. This is why our boy Dave would appreciate this story.
Oh, man. All right.
So there's three gentlemen. We're going to call them Dave, Steven, and Aaron. Just came up with those names out of thin air. They're not real.
oh, yes. Perfect.
So the three gentlemen decide that they're going to do copious amounts of drugs,
mm-hmm,
and engage in explicit sexual behaviors.
Explicit sexual behaviors. All right. Including, but not so excluding, not one, limited to.
One point in the night, Steven inserts his fist, ooh, into Dave's, mm-hmm, rectum.
Mm-hmm.
And they decide,
not unlike,
oh man.
Not unlike many nights before.
They decide it's nap time. We're tuckered out. It's 2 a.m. on a Tuesday night. Let's go to bed.
Tuckered out while the fist
they
is
pass
inside.
Out. They pass out with the fist inside.
Oh my God.
So Dave wakes up in excruciating pain with Steven's fist in his asshole.
Oh,
just
no.
Insert it. Oh yeah. No. So Aaron, being the good friend he is, drives him like this to the ER.
Wait, hold on. Say that again, because I was processing it.
Okay.
Dave wakes up, or Steven wakes up.
Yes. Dave wakes up.
The fist.
Steven's fist. Yeah. So you know who Jim Henson is? Well, Steven is Jim
Henson.
The
Muppet guy.
And Dave is Kermit. So
Okay. Okay.
you got this. And then Aaron wakes up and he's like, oh man, you guys fell asleep like that. Let me take you to the ER. No wonder you're in a lot of pain. You
You
got a
couldn't
fist
get
in your
it out?
butthole. But they fell asleep, dude. Your sphincter contracts
Yeah.
and you got,
So they were both,
you got
all
a
three were
permanent.
awake at
Yeah,
this
they woke
point.
up. You got a permanent ventriloquism act going on, right? So they rush to the ER as fast as they can. I don't know
How
how
do
they
they
got in
get
a
to
vehicle.
the, how do they, how'd you
How do
know that's what I
you get in a car? How do you do anything? So
Oh,
they get
like,
him at the
there's some
ER.
guy getting his paper in the morning.
You did this like cry.
And he sees some fucking three guys walk out of the house and one guy attached to the other two. And they got
At the
shotgun.
fist, man.
I don't want to face backwards. I don't want to face backwards. No. One has to be in the front seat, one in the back.
Could you absolutely imagine getting pulled over by a cop at this point in life?
Oh, dude, it would
Could
be the,
you
I would
imagine?
hope, I wish, because if that was on police cam, body cam, oh my God, we would need that as
We
proof.
would need that.
Oh my
So
God. All right, hold on.
they get to the ER. The ER excavates the fist from the butthole.
Did they? So how long was he? Did he, was he losing circulation to his hand, or was he good? Like, just
They find out
do buttholes make good
that,
tourniquets is what I'm asking.
I would assume it was probably a little purple, you know what I mean? But Steven's okay. Steven's just got to do a little hand exercise, get circulation back, he's good. Dave has to go up to the OR because Steven's super punch perfed his bowel.
Oh
So,
no.
oh yeah,
Oh
Kool-Aid man.
no.
Oh yeah. So they rush him
Kool-Aid.
up to the ER. They're doing all this surgery. They got all his guts out. They're putting him back together, and the labs come back. Dave,
Oh yeah.
unbeknownst to Dave, is HIV positive.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. This this was my Wednesday morning
Oh my
in
God.
healthcare in America.
And you saw them again Thursday. They're back at it again.
Well,
Oh,
that
shucks. We
happened
fell
last
asleep.
night. Tonight we're having a podcast. And
Yeah.
Dave's out for unexplained stomach problems.
Two
So
and two, baby. Oh my God.
your hand looks a little purple, buddy. You all right?
So, how do you fall? All right. How do you fall asleep in the middle of that? It's not like
I
putting a
would
blanket
assume.
on or like a glove. Like
Well,
my hand's cold.
I'm all out of mittens, bro. Stick your hand in my ass. Yeah.
Brought to you by Things Unsettled. Crying Eagle Brewing Company. Oh my
Crying
God.
Eagle, right.
So
So,
the third guy in that story is a trooper, because I
oh, he's
feel
a
like
true
if
friend
I
for sure.
woke up and I saw my two friends sleeping with one of them fisting the other, I'd give them the privacy they deserve. Yeah, no, I wouldn't interrupt that. Like, he put
I would
a
try and fist bump the hand that's already inserted by trying to stick my hand in his mouth and meeting in the middle.
See, and this is the
I feel
problem
like
with
that's
society, man, is we're, 'cause it's like, it's the same thing. All the guy had to do was just open his fist. See, and then he would have been fine. It's like the monkey, if you put an apple in a tree and you cut a little hole in the they and you they grab the apple, they can't pull their hand out of the hole in the tree, but they don't let go of the apple. And then they could take their hand out.
Yes.
So they just sit there freaking out. They're stuck, and the hunter comes and just bops them on the head, and they're done. That's the problem. The
same
bro.
Works on raccoons as well.
It could have worked. It would have worked with that guy's butthole if that guy would have just fist open, bro. But he's like, he was just committed to it. You know, he said, this is a fist,
I mean,
not an open hand.
You
can't open hand an asshole. So I respect
that. Here's the thing. I really need this to be understood. It doesn't matter what kind of dry spell I'm in and how lonely I am. You can't convince me to stick anything in my asshole, let alone this.
Yeah, fist. How big was this guy? Was he a big guy? Were they skinny guys? I feel like they were big, burly men doing it. Truck drivers or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they would have to be, right? Homeboy was not very big. The only, like, silhouette I saw was little homeboy in the operating room. And he was real tiny. But that could have been AIDS, so...
Oh, yeah, that's a rough one, dude. They can treat that, right? Because, I mean, Magic Johnson's still kicking. He's still good.
I think they have antivirals now that
get you low enough to not lower your, it.
Yeah, your T levels or your T cell levels or whatever it is go down low enough that it's... I don't know. I'm not a medical professional that knows anything about this, so take this for what it's worth. Lowers it down to the point of non-transmissible.
Yep.
But you still have AIDS. That's good,
dude. You can still fist. I feel like you can fist without a worry. Or get fisted.
Do you think like to insert it? It's like a claw method or like just the punch? Is it the butt punch, like closed fist, or do you think they like?
No, I feel like you'd have to go in. Like a little mountaintop with your. The ends of your fingers, and as you get in, you make the fist. But I feel like you should have planned this, right? Because you want to make sure your fingernails are nice and cut and clean.
Yeah, it's probably true.
I don't know. I feel like a fisting is a planned event. You just don't go fisting someone all willy nilly, right? You have to. I feel like
you don't
it would
call
be
Dave.
A calendar.
Hey, man, can I fist you on Tuesday?
You have to add it like a Google Hangout or you add some sort of Zoom meeting, some sort of meaning to it.
Right.
But you can't just go fisting people. Like people aren't. I feel like the layman isn't fucking out there fisting.
you can't even get most girls to do anal. Like, you can't even convince them.
Who are these unicorns?
It doesn't matter.
You had a unicorn in the
You can't even convince them to let you stick your tiny peepee in their butthole.
I know, but you a can't whole fit, right? And then this guy's sitting there playing fucking Muppets.
Hey, Kermit.
They were practicing for America's Got Talent.
Trick,
I'll make this guy talk.
Or I'll make my
like,
hand
why does
disappear,
that stool have a hole in the middle? Oh my god.
Well, at least they were honest about the story. Because you know, when you work in the ER, a lot of stories are I fell
maybe
on it.
Maybe they weren't honest because something crazier could have happened. If that's what they came up with, imagine what actually happened. Who the fuck is falling asleep with a fist inside their asshole? Like, I can't. I take shits that make me cry sometimes. I take shits that I tear like I saw someone litter, and I'm an Native American that saw somebody litter. I've said that twice now tonight. But yes, I've had take shits like that. We talked about
those. Yeah, we have those dry, dehydrated turds that are like a centimeter long.
Yeah.
You fucking brace for impact. You drop one out.
Yeah. It's like a little string. Yeah. You're like, oh my God, my asshole's ribbing. Oh, boom. A little pebble. Oh no. Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't even make a sound when it splashes. It's like, whoop.
Yeah. No worries. Shove a fist in there. I'll go right to sleep like a baby.
So, like, coincidentally, that day, Dave's like, dude, I got some real bad stomach things going on. I'm like, I'm like, oh yeah, what's Steven doing? Well, he's right here with me, just back there.
I can't come either. I'm in a sling next time. Oh, I love that story. What a great story. I'm glad that that we got that out, because I like
You know,
that a
it
lot.
needed, that story needed told. We need to bring awareness to fisted survivors.
Yeah, fist, yes. What color is that ribbon? Brown? Brown.
I would assume it's the color of a perforated anus, which is
Big
probably
sock.
the same color as one of those red baboon asses.
Oh,
So that
I think
ribbon
they already
just needs
have
to
one
be
of.
that color.
I think they already have a red baboon ass cause. Rickets.
All right.
Rickets.
Rickets. All right.
Yeah, we have topics today, guys. So that was one of the topics. Your story. We're
Well, I
trying.
wanted to open on a light note, you know?
Yeah, that was a good one, man. That was a freaking good one. I really like that one. Sorry, I'm trying to right now keep everything in order. We're trying to be orderful here at the Ducat Dialogue. Okay, so also let's talk about Poland and the soldiers there and what are so apparently other countries think of us in a way different way than what we believe or what we come to know. I never would have thought of this as a United States specific indoctrination or what would you call it, a spreading of knowledge or a US backed agenda. I don't know, but apparently we have an export,
I
and
say
it's not just a jackassery. We have a nice another
yeah.
export.
Well, it kind of lines up with the story, right? Like we're
Oh,
gonna
you're
break these
right.
topics down, and they all kind of line up. So I'm gonna set the stage here.
Yeah, set the stage. What am I referencing here?
We got some U.S. troops in transition from the US to a foreign country or from a foreign country to the US. And they have layover flights, kind of like you do international or even within. And you stop in Poland. You know, all soldiers smoke, right? So you got a bunch of soldiers going out to have a cigarette, US soldiers, and the heckling starts by a nice Polish gentleman who decides to inform these US troops to stay away from, and I quote, our white women, because our number one export in the United States is, drumroll, butt fucking.
Butt fucking. They didn't want us
Butt
to bring
fucking.
butt fucking there. He said, "What are you doing? Get out of here. You're not gonna bring your butt fucking here, your anal sex." Like, what? This
Stay
is a
away from
real,
our white women.
this is a video we're referencing showing US soldiers walking in a public establishment somewhere in Poland. I don't know if it's an airport or whatever it was, but they are getting berated by this guy. Just
Dude, legit.
fucking. I wish I had the link. We'll put the link in there. Do you have the link?
Yeah, I'm gonna say I'm gonna find the link right now. But yeah,
Oh,
they're
find the link,
walking.
bro.
My understanding was the airport, the Polish International Airport. And this dude, he really laid it on him.
Oh,
He
dude.
and these soldiers, I mean, they kept their composure because, like, I would have lost my composure, not in
No,
a
they did
violent
good.
way,
They did
but
good.
I'd have laughed so fucking
I would
hard,
laugh.
and I would have agreed. I would have been like, show me where the butt fucking is. Like, I want to
Finally,
butt
a
fuck.
man with some sense. Finally, someone with some sense in Poland. Can you point me in the direction of the butt fucking? I didn't get invited to the last tripod of fucking fisting that showed up to the ER. So the thing is,
right,
that they didn't mention in that last story is that Steven fisted Dave, but Dave also fisted Aaron Ewer. And Aaron, well, not Aaron Ewer, but Dave fisted Aaron, but Dave's fist, because of the AIDS and being really little, his hand just kind of slipped right out. It didn't, because we would have had a much different situation if Dave didn't have AIDS. It would have been three guys stuck together, and that would have been a whole different car ride.
It would have been a different car ride. It would have been. But who would have drove?
The fucking, the one in the front or the back, I feel like.
Well, there's a lot of front and back going on, bud.
Well, you gotta think of it like a centipede, like a human centipede, except with fists.
Well, here's my question then. All right, so you are affixed in, well, no. Steven is affixed in Dave.
Yeah.
Dave is affixed in Aaron.
Okay.
Can Aaron reach around and affix in Dave?
Let me try to visualize. Because if you turn too much, like, no, you definitely could, because you can turn your shoulder. So if you're stuck, like, your wrist can't bend, but you can shoulder.
Well, like, you're also making that 90-degree motion with your forearm, right? So you're doing this.
Yeah,
like you're arm wrestling a man's anus. So so if everybody wrestles the anus,
yeah,
inward, you should be able to make a circle.
I feel like that would work. I think optimally you would want a fourth guy.
Well, I mean, optimally, you want to do, like, hands across America.
Yeah, you want as many as possible.
You want to start at one end of the U.S. And
human centipede you want to make across your way America. Like,
you want to make your way up to Maine. Like, you want to go for it.
Yeah, from, like, the bottom of... Not just like from east to west, like the bottom, the south, the southernmost portion of California, the coast there.
Yes.
All the way up to Maine, dude. That would be a spectacle. But do we have enough people in society that can line up to make that distance that have the elasticity? I mean, because that's a lot of, that's some painful. For me, that's, I couldn't do that. I don't know if I could handle it.
No follow-up question.
I would do it for America.
Oh, dude. Our number one export in these United States is butt fucking white women. We have to do it so that way we can export it.
Yeah. If you're not.
What, dude, that video flabbergasted me. That heckler in that airport, like, it flabbergasted me. I was like,
I need to find that.
You need to find that. Well, post the link, but I was flabbergasted. And then I thought to myself, self, do you think other nations believe this?
We need to do it.
Do you think that other, a deep dive into this, right?
Yeah.
We need to, use this platform. If you're listening from other countries, you need to reach out to Duck a Dialogue.
Yeah.
And enlighten us into what you believe our number one export is.
So do they
Go
ahead.
I firmly believe it's butt fucking.
Yeah, I do too. Do you think that the world would not have butt fucking if we didn't introduce the world to it?
I think that butt fucking itself has always been around. Alexander the Great, homosexual.
Big butt fucker.
I think we perfected it. Because we've never left it alone.
Yeah.
Our country has a fixation with the anus.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We love it, dude. We fucking love that little dirty motherfucker.
That's what makes this video plausible. Yeah. When these soldiers are being heckled, and this guy's saying, "Your number one export's butt fucking," I'm like, you know what?
That's true. Ask any ER.
What else? You know, we're not out mining for materials to produce microchips. That's outsourced to China. You know, we're not selling weapons. That's why we gave, you know, the ghost of the Merchant of Death back to Russia, because they're going to do that for us.
Traded so John Wick for Juana Man.
We did do that. And so, you know, we don't have our own food industry in the United States. You know, we don't make tacos. We don't produce, that's, you know, true, all these different food cultures. So what is it that the United States reciprocates these resources with?
We're spreading, dude. We're spreading cheeks.
Butt cheeks.
Yeah.
We're spreading butt cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
The clap them cheeks movement is wrong. We spread them cheeks.
Yeah, we do.
Spread them.
Okay.
I buy it.
I mean, I'm in a country of anything, I'd rather be in a country of butt fucking than a country of not.
Right. I agree with you. If my option was, I can contribute to the global platform, or I can spread butt fucking globally.
Yeah.
The global platform can wait. I'm going to butt fuck everyone.
See, you and I, for people who don't remember or didn't listen to one of the previous episodes, we were handcuffed together for approximately 24 hours. What was it like? I don't remember how long it was, but
it was like 36 hours. It was a small amount of time for the amount of
Yeah.
It was like 36 hours, yeah.
So we were flexi cuffed together because our first sergeant always saw us together. We're on a field exercise, and he somehow or another, he challenged us or bet us that we couldn't stay handcuffed to each other for more than
a couple
hours or whatever. Yeah, so we handcuffed ourselves, and we were loving it. We didn't give a fuck. We were just like, one person would be in a porta potty shitting, and the other person is just holding his arm outside the porta potty, or the other one's taking a piss in the fucking the urinal. That's why they have urinals in there, by the way. Those little urinal holes for the other guy.
Well, we figured that out. That was team pooping exercise.
Yes. Yes, dude. And we can treat a patient with our fucking eyes closed, dude, and just our dicks, you know, just by the feel.
Because I spent so much time affixed to you mentally.
It was
and
like,
physically.
Yeah.
If you got blown up and there's nothing left of Steven other than your butthole and what's left of your pecker, I can identify you, Steven Duck.
Dude, yeah. You could.
I'll be like,
you can identify me by a fucking hole in my dick hole, my butthole and my dick hole. That's a true friend. If you can identify someone's hole, if you can identify something that's not there on them, that's a friend, bro.
It's a friend.
Right.
That is true love. I can take these objects and I can use what's left of the butthole as a monocle.
Yeah.
And what's left of the pecker as a monoscope. Okay. And I can identify you. I'm like, this is what happened. Yeah. I could probably recreate your entire life history based on these two objects.
True.
That's just how it is.
Because you can.
We spent.
Cut it up, put it on slides.
Yeah, freeze dry it, make it jerky.
Make it jerky.
Yeah.
Oh.
Make it jerky.
What a great.
That ended, by the way. That story with us zip or flexi cuffed or zip tied together ended with the guy who ordered us to do it to undo it.
Yes.
Because we refused to quit. He watched us coming out of the Porta Johns.
He said, "No, no, this is done, son." He goes, "This backfired terribly."
He made eye contact, made eye contact with us and said, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" And we looked at him and said, "I now know my battle buddy, inside and out."
Join the army, guys. It's fun. All right, we got all these topics down, baby.
Yeah, move to the next one, man. Move to the next one. We're
anal
doing good.
Sex with soldiers. We got. Oh, we mentioned that we traded Juana Man for John Wick. That
we
was a good trade. Ooh.
Joe Biden.
What about? So, I made a new logo for the podcast, and it brought up a term that was pretty fucking great. I don't know. It's the term for a bird's hole. They have a hole that does everything. They don't have multiple holes. They just have a hole that does everything. And I didn't know it had a specific term. It's called a colloquially something. It's the bird hole, baby. What is it called? What is that fucking word?
This is what is known as a cloaca.
Cloaca, dude. The best hole.
Cloaca. In layman's terms, it's the super hole.
Ooh.
You shit. You shit, you piss, and you fuck out of it.
Oh, my God. What a beautiful thing. Imagine, dude. Imagine.
Dude, you would waste no time at all. You know how much time it takes you to piss? I mean, we're getting older. How much time it takes you to shit?
Yeah.
How much time it takes you to ejaculate?
Yeah.
Imagine one
all
hole.
Of it, dude.
One
all
super
of it.
Hole.
What is it called again? A cloaca? How do you say that?
Cloaca.
Cloaca. That's instead of WAPs, we're going to have wet ass cloacas, baby. That's the
yes.
Duckett way. Got some whack ass WAPs. WAP ass WAPs.
Us- whack ass quacks.
I got some whack ass quacks.
Whack ass quacks.
Grab a bucket and a mop for them whack ass quacks.
Which brings us full circle.
Oh yeah.
To Bumble. A product exclusively sold by Duck Dialogue.
Correct.
Chapstick for your anus.
We really need
now,
to make that. We really need to make that. I need to make that.
We
need
really
to make that.
Make it.
We need to make that a product.
Really.
Just put Vaseline in our packaging. It has a logo on it. Let's just buy Vaseline. And just tape.
Fucking buy it.
We'll just tape a logo on it that says Duck It Dialogue. And we'll sell it for twice as much. Yes, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna actually promote that.
It's just an empty tampon applicator full of Vaseline. And it just says Duck It Dialogue on it.
Yes.
But the key to this is when you collapse the applicator, it needs to go whack.
See,
it needs to make the quack sound.
And that's where I think we come in too, is with our medical background, we can add, you know, get what the fuck are they called, dude? The speculums, the vaginal speculums.
Ah, yes.
We can make ones speculum. That quack when they put them in and they open them, then go. Because that's what you want to do anyway.
We need that, yeah. You can't tell me there's not a single gynecologist in the continental United States. Which reminds me, we should talk to Cardenas.
I did. He was on here.
I know. We should talk to him about the quack.
Yeah. See if he'd buy
it. Ask him specifically. Because there's not a single gynecologist in the world who doesn't insert the speculum and go, quack.
Yep. Or at least in his head. He says it in his head.
Oh yeah, I mean
for
that's
sure.
An internal monologue thing, for sure. But if we expand the bum bomb to the cloaca industry, you can loop your super hole. You know,
the super hole. I mean, that all right. So I only shit out of that one hole, and it hurts. You know what I mean? It gets raw. So if you're shitting, pissing, fucking out of it, you're gonna. Yeah. That's a market right there. We're gonna have to. How do you target ducks? Do you just go to the park with signs, or they can't read?
Well, I learned recently. We talked. I kind of do a lot of hunting and like processing my own meat and everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes I poach, and I'm not talking about eggs. I recently found out that duck and waterfowl poaching is federally regulated, not, you know, state regulated through like the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. Okay. It's federally regulated, which leads me down the road of not poaching deer, but or ducks. But if we go and we just catch them, and we stick a Vaseline finger or fist right up their cloaca, we'll see what the result is, and we know where our marketing groups are.
Okay. So you got to, like, we just got to do some product testing. So we tag them, we bag them, we slam them, we bam them. We get them all full of cloaca juices. We get the butthole chapstick on there, and then we monitor them and just see how they do, because we could have some super ducks, you know, like all the ducks out there could be suffering, right, from butthole cloaca fucking issues that we don't know of because they can't speak to us. So we need to get PETA on this, man. If PETA doesn't get involved in this, who the fuck are they? Like, do they even give a fuck about animals?
Mind blown.
There are ducks out there, birds out there with inflamed fucking cloacas, dude, having troubles, upset. Like, we could be friends. They could be learning fucking languages. But no, they're too worried about their asshole fuck stick hole getting fucked up.
Well, I assume if you are a super whole individual, duck or otherwise, you want that hole to be maintained.
Yeah.
And cleanly and in service at all times.
Yeah.
So if you're not and you're experiencing chapped cloaca, you definitely need to buy the products.
Are you feeling not so fresh? Are senior citizens
swamp ass?
Are senior citizens excluding you at the park?
Do you get less bird feed than you did before?
You may be suffering from inflamed cloaca. Choose duck dialogue anal bomb today to help soothe that pain.
Comes with a biodegradable applicator. It's real life, brother.
So that's our cloaca chat.
I feel like we need to bring awareness to the cloaca. I feel like that's really the purpose here.
Well, people don't know that. They piss shit fuck awareness out of one hole, dude. They don't know that. People don't know that.
But it's a super hole. Mm. Everybody should know this. This is why we have to like raise awareness for Cloaca Day.
What day? What month would Cloaca Day be in?
I would have to venture it would be January 20th, because that's about the day we discovered that no one in the Duckett Dialogue Circle knew what a cloaca was.
I knew that the duck did that, but I didn't know that it had a sweet fucking name to it.
You didn't know that there was a term for the super hole.
Yeah.
I respect that.
And I think that super hole would be the best. Every time you say super hole.
What else do you call it, man?
I shared a meme. Every time I fucking think about it, I laugh. It said, I don't remember what it says, but it says, did you know that every time pigeons have sex, they die? And then someone said, no, they don't. And the guy responded, he said, well, the pigeon I just had sex with did.
So dark. Holy shit. I recently, on the line of these very, very PR jokes, I recently got into the dad joke game.
It's
Very
good.
recently.
It's good.
My wife looked at me. We have two recliners in our living room, and I'm sitting in one, and she's sitting in the other one. And
That's
she
what
looks at me and
happens,
goes, "My lips are chapped."
man.
So I looked at her and I said, "Which ones?"
You said, "Honey, it's wintertime. Are you not wearing underwear with dresses again?"
And then I pulled out an applicator full of bum balm, and I said, "If you just rub a little of this around the hole, you'll be right as rain." That was greeted with "fuck you." And I said, "You know, my number one export is butt sex. So, chapped lips or not, it's happening tonight, baby."
Beautiful. Full circle. Full
We
circle.
did that a lot of full circles, a lot of full cloacal circles.
Dude, actually, all right. So, this one. Barbies. Naked Barbies. So this is genetic. My kid, he has all sorts of toys, and he had some dolls and stuff that he wanted. So I'm not gonna be like, no, you can't have a fucking doll. So he has all sorts of like fucking boy shit and traditional girl shit, I guess, whatever. But this is genetic, I guess, because when I was little, I used to steal my sister's Barbies, and I would take them. I'd take all the clothes off and hide them in my bed, and I'd sleep with all the Barbies in my bed. Well, one night my mom came in, and I had already taken all the Barbies and declothed them and had them in my bed. And she went and sat down on the edge of the bed to say goodnight or whatever. And she sat down on one of the Barbies, and she was like, "What the heck was that?" Like jumped up and then removed the blanket. I had a sea of naked Barbies, dude, in the bed. Just a Jasmine, dude, the Little Mermaid, all the good ones, bro, all the good
All the
ones,
hot ones,
all
right?
the hot ones, naked
Sure.
in there. And they were like, "What the fuck?" And my dad walked in, and he was like, "What the fuck?" He goes, "At least it's not Ken."
You know that's such a dad thing to say. That's such a dad thing to say. He's not.
So we were good, they were like, "Don't put naked Barbies in your bed." I'm like, "All right, well, I guess not." Well, my kid has a Barbie that he wanted, so he has a Barbie. He had it hidden in the corner, all the clothes ripped off it, and we're like, "Hey, buddy, what's up? Like, why do you want that Barbie? Like, can you put the clothes back on? Why do you want her naked?" He's like, "I like her when she's naked." I'm like, "All right, bro, at least it's not Ken."
So what you're saying
Full circle, baby.
genetically, it's okay to play with Barbies as long as they're naked Barbies.
Correct, correct. If they were clothed, then we'd have issues, I'd be like, "Man, what are you doing?"
Well, I get that. You know, how old's your son now?
17. Noah.
He's
Five.
standing in the corner naked, jerking off to Barbie.
How cute.
Well, at least it's
Oh, yeah. So he's 5 years old, just turned 5. But
My son also just turned 5 on last Friday. And we took him to the doctor today. He got a new doctor, and we were reading this like after action report or whatever they call it. And that's one of the things they said in that. They're like, "Oh, you know, kids are going to start playing with toys and doing things outside of the normal. And like, you know, playing with naked Barbies." I said, trying to, you know,
They
well,
added that
because
in
it's right
there.
around.
You gotta
They do.
see.
Well,
If there's a warning label, it means somebody did it. So when he says they're gonna play with naked Barbies, that you're welcome.
You gotta. I mean, you know, not to be insensitive, but I've always been interested in boobs. And if you would have handed me a Barbie when I was five, I'd have immediately stripped its clothes off and looked for the slit and been like, "Where's the cloaca?"
Yeah,
and
it moved completely. They don't have one. They don't have one.
They don't have the super hole.
I know.
Not everything happens that way.
Well, you can't.
Ducks are our evolutionary path. Because they have the super hole.
Very true. Very true. All right, baby. I love this Chloe.
All right,
talk.
Baby. Keep going. It's a good talk.
Naked Barbies.
It needs to be awareness.
See, Jesse, my wife told me to do this. She's like, just make some topics up. I'm like, we usually just talk about bullshit. But also, so we used a thing called Chat GPT. Let me see if I can figure this out. If you don't know what Chat GPT
is. That where, like, everybody's jerking off and you guys hit refresh and you get somebody else to jerk off with?
That's Chatterbait. Chatterbait. It's like Russian roulette of masturbation.
I thought that was chat roulette. I don't know. There's a lot of things you could do.
So chat roulette was random. Because I wish they still had that. Chat roulette was just random. It wasn't meant to be sexual. It was just you would randomly connect to anybody else who was on it. And it didn't matter what they were doing. They could be jerking off. They could be fucking. They could be doing all sorts of crazy shit. Murdering somebody. Chat roulette was wild. But then they have Chatterbait now, which is specifically, I mean, if you go on Pornhub, you see the ads for it all the time. I've never, ever logged on there. No. But yeah, you get advertised for
this
it.
Episode brought to you
by Chatterbait. But what I believe it to be
it's
is
all right.
You just masturbate at each other, I guess, instead of chat. Chatterbait.
Hey, you know,
over
you gotta
FaceTime.
You gotta fill that hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Respect, you gotta make it. Respect.
So I forgot where we're going. Oh, Chat GPT. So Chat GPT is it's an AI robot type of thing where you can type in. People have, like, had it write them papers and do math for them and solve problems for school. Anything that you can type into it, and it'll come up with a response. And I was fucking around with it, and I said, give me a description of Duckett Dialogue. And then I put in Duckett Dialogue. I gave the description about Duckett Dialogue. I gave the website. I gave a few other things. Aha! And this is what it came up with. Let me find it here. I just sent you the picture. Or I took a screenshot of it. I got to say this the right way here. So this is what an AI chat generator came up with. Welcome to Duckett Dialogue, the podcast about nothing for no reason. That's right. Every week we sit down and talk about absolutely nothing. No topic is off limits because there are no topics at all. So if you're tired of listening to podcasts with actual substance and valuable content, then give us a listen. You won't get any of that here. In fact, we discourage you from listening to our show. It's a complete waste of time. But if you're feeling masochistic, go ahead and give us a listen. You won't regret it. Probably. Tune in to Duckett Dialogue, the worst podcast you'll ever hear. Alrighty, baby. Dude, that's AI, dude. They nailed that, right?
That is a great sales pitch.
Right?
I would listen to it based on the fact that it told me not to.
Exactly.
AI, man.
Feel like
we're only moving
that
up. You did nail that.
I definitely started a few. But I think that adds to it. The stutter adds
that
to the value.
Really, that exit there at the end, you're like, baby. I immediately got my fist ready. And I'm like, who's it going in? Who's it going in?
Somebody's getting it. All right. Someone's getting the fist.
So I have to talk about the ATF and their new ruling. I have to do it. People aren't going to like it. Some people are going to like it. I have to talk about it. So,
Check it
pistol
off.
bracers. The fuck was that?
That was one of the topics. I checked her off. I put her in. So
Oh,
yeah, what is explain the
I gotta talk
ruling.
about.
Yeah, so this is something that happened.
I'm gonna cover everything. All
Let me
right,
overstep
so
you real quick. Let me just keep interrupting no, I'm just
please
kidding.
do.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No,
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
keep moving your titty around. I love it. So yeah, there it is. So back in the day, veterans, disabled veterans, couldn't shoulder firearms the same way that non-disabled members could. So they passed this ruling that you could take a AR style rifle and you could shorten the barrel to anything under 12 inch or 16 inches. And then in order to shoulder it, you had to put a pistol bracer on there, which is meant for your forearm because you don't have another arm because you're disabled, and you can shoot the rifle or pistol. This evolved into the ATF's understanding that short barreled ARs are considered pistols as long as the buffer tube had a bracer on it. The ATF just overruled that federally. So now, if you have a bracer, anything, piece of plastic, I wish I had mine because I would show you. $15 piece of plastic on your buffer tube makes the firearm federally illegal. And I sent you a picture of my coyote gun, right? AR platform, shortened, smaller barrel, had a little piece of plastic on the end, looked like a fin. So then the ATF passed this rule. Well, here's the thing. If the ATF passed this rule before it was legal, they gave you an amnesty period. If you take a picture of the firearm, you provide an FBI background check with a picture of your face, and you send it to the ATF, because this is known as a short-barreled rifle. If you keep the arm bracer on there, it's known as a short-barreled rifle. You register with the ATF, they'll waive your federal tax stamp, and they'll allow you to use the firearm. Well, 80 days in hold, so meaning they're waiting on your background check to pass. After 80 days, it automatically fails, and the ATF can come after you for it. Huge violation of your Fourth Amendment because you already sent them pictures of the firearm.
So they're
Look
using
confused, buddy.
that as a loophole to arrest people who have that rifle,
Yeah.
saying if you do this, it's okay because you had it before. We'll grandfather you in. And then they're saying, eh, gotcha, bitch. They're just going, gotcha. It's a gotcha, bitch.
Gotcha. Well, you look at it like this, right? They're not grandfathering you in. They're allowing you to send in everything you need for Fourth Amendment, right? So to avoid probable cause, a picture, fingerprints, photo ID, all this stuff. Well, FBI background check takes a while, and there's a lot of people who own this type of firearm. So you send it in. After 80 to 88 days of it pending, it automatically fails.
Yeah, so
And the
it's set
director of
up
the
to
ATF
fail.
came out. Yes. The director of the ATF said, then we can come after you for these firearms. Loophole in the process is you can remove the forearm bracer from it and keep your buffer tube intact and still have the same firearm. This is completely weird. The whole thing's weird. Everybody's one side or the other on it. It's just fucking strange,
Well,
especially because I can buy a 3D printer and print a Glock lower, buy a slide for $200, and have a firearm not registered anywhere legally.
Well,
It's fucking weird.
the thing is, you have politicians that get into office that know nothing about firearms, that have never been in any life or death situation, have never been in a situation where they've felt like they needed a firearm, and then they're sitting there passing laws on what is allowed on certain firearms when they don't even understand what the fuck it is. They call ARs assault rifles. AR does not mean assault rifle. means arm of light. Like it's so fucking stupid how these politicians get into office and then sit there and spout this shit without understanding what they're talking about. Because the Second Amendment doesn't, it's not about defending yourself. It's about arming yourself in case there's a need to overthrow an unjust government, a tyrannical government. It's a fail-safe. It has nothing to do with defending yourself. So when people argue that you shouldn't have military-grade weaponry, you're goddamn right we should have military-grade weaponry, because we need to be ready when those fucking assholes, like fucking now, are fucking overstepping their bounds, man. Like, we have these systems set in place, and slowly they've been chipping away at them, making it, I mean, look at the Patriot Act. Look at all this crap that we've gone through that just giving away our rights. Look at the COVID, you know, we're slowly.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, they want to do these mask mandates again and all this other shit. Like, you're not. It's just crazy, man. It's just fucking wild.
Well, it's all a violation of your rights. Now, everybody, you know, you could be split on this. You could be like, well, guns are, you know, taboo or whatever, however you feel about it, and that's fine. But here's the thing. If you provide evidence to the ATF trying to comply with their laws, you willingly open yourself to the Fourth Amendment, which asserts dominance over probable cause. If I send a photo of an illegal firearm to the ATF with my fingerprints and my photograph, I now waive my Fourth Amendment right to illegal search and seizure because I've provided them probable cause that I own it. Probable cause being a crime will be, has been, or is being committed. Future, past, and present tense. I got denied based on a lapse in time, not the fact that I'm a felon or anything else, based on the time that it took them to run my background check. Automatically failed. Now, and the ATF said this, they will come to your house and arrest you.
So this is a gun you're violating. Okay. And you tried to go through the proper procedures to...
Oh, no. I removed the illegal component from it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Me being... Yeah, so I do own one of these firearms. Now, on the back end of
my firearm...
You
trying to go through the process?
No, I never went through the process. Because I realized...
hypothetically, if you... Okay, I gotcha.
Yes. Well, if I... Okay, so you could take the bracer off and be in legal compliance with the ATF, yeah, which is what I did. Or you can go through these loopholes and open yourself up to a federal investigation by showing the ATF.
No-knock warrant and fucking them coming and blasting you in the middle of the night. Yes. Fucking saying you had a fucking gun.
Yes. In my opinion, remove your bracer. Keep the firearm intact. Remove your bracer. But to further my point, everybody's saying you don't need this right. Okay, fine. You don't need this right. But allowing you to lose this right is now opening you up to lose your Fourth Amendment right. Like, at what point does the snowball effect of you allowing your rights to be given away actually matter to you? Because that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a snowball effect. They're like, oh, you don't need this gun. And everybody's like, yeah, you don't need this gun. But if you did what we said and you supplied evidence that you had this gun, now you give away your Fourth Amendment. Mm-hmm. Or you give away a different amendment. These things are meant to keep you safe. To keep you protected. And honest to God, it's not even worth owning the fucking firearm if every 2 months I have to adhere to different rules and regulations on the firearm itself. But what loopholes are they continually switching that, like, opens you up to voiding different rights?
Yeah, it reminds me of, like, the vaccine stuff with a lot of these places that required, like, vaccine passports and all this other stuff, you know, vaccine verification. And now there's places I've seen videos of people, especially, like, trying to get into Canada, and they need, like, a special app to get into Canada, and they have to be on this app. And, you know, there's people that have had their, like, second fucking booster And they're like, oh, you haven't had your third booster yet. You know, it's like, you can't fucking come. And they're like, I live in Canada. So it's just, it's crazy the amount of overstepping that we've seen from the government. I mean, it's always been that way. It's always people trying to gain power, and then people defending the Constitution as they should, because our founding fathers put things in place, fail safes, because they knew what would happen if they didn't. And that's what's happening now is the government has so much power. You look at the, like, even the IRS, you look at the Federal Reserve, you look at all these things that we shouldn't. It's just we're just getting sucked the life out of us. All the money getting sucked out. If we didn't have fucking the tax system that we had in place, people would be fine. But you're giving 40% away of your shit to the fucking government. And what do they do with that? They send billions of it to the fucking Ukraine. They don't give a fuck about the homeless people, the fucking fentanyl overdose, the child sex trafficking. None of it, dude. We're going to send billions of fucking dollars to the Ukraine.
Billions. Here's the thing about this shit, and people don't understand. We're sending billions of dollars to Ukraine, right? And I know personally a large population of people who are, even if the Joe Biden's student loan relief doesn't go through, are refusing to pay their student loans off. They're saying, if you could take my money without my permission, in taxation, because you're supposed to be using it for the country, and give it to somebody else without a vote to people, because you're offering a 21% raise or higher to Congress to pass what you want, and then giving billions of dollars to Ukraine, you're not helping people. If you can give $50 billion in a vote to Ukraine, you can basically cure homelessness in America.
Yeah. Exactly. You can do a lot. You can do, like, why the fuck we can't, we can feed every motherfucker in the U.S. with that easily.
There shouldn't be a single homeless person in America.
No.
We give out billions in foreign aid, in humanitarian research, and in global public health, and all these other situations. We have, I think California is suffering from a pandemic, in quote, and it's like, it's not really a pandemic because they're not sick, of homeless people who have flooded the streets, who are in tents and they can't afford to live there. We could fix that. If we spent 1 year's time keeping our money in our country and giving it to the people that actually need it in our country, we would come back stronger on a global platform to help everybody else out.
Well, it's easier to give money to a foreign country when you can half. Most of that isn't even going to go to the Ukraine. It's all going to go to companies of friends of politicians that can get them the contracts to make whatever they need to make to export to the Ukraine. So it's all lining the pockets of the politicians, which is just fucking wild.
Well, take these, like, illegal document or classified documents that they're finding, right? They found them in Trump's home. They found him in Biden's home, and now recently they found him in Pence's. They found him in Pence's home, right?
They found
all these legal documents. They all do it. They all do it. Okay, cool. It's still illegal. I don't care if you charge Trump, Pence, Biden, all with the same crime. It's all illegal.
Yeah.
We'll never get ahead of this shit happening if we don't start holding people accountable, right? That's the problem here. Oh, well, they all do it. Yeah, they all do it. They all do it. But it's still illegal. It doesn't matter where the chain of responsibility lies. It's still all illegal. Hold everybody accountable for this. You can't run for president. Yeah, cool. You guys have all violated the law. If me or you had a federally classified document in our home, we would be getting fisted in our ass and being drugged to the nearest emergency room and taking a nap.
But we wouldn't even be drugged to the emergency room. We would have had a rope tied around our neck and we would have been suicided.
These are crimes for, like, people, right? Me and you being the people.
Yep.
And I had a real bad argument with one of my buddies about this. Because I said that we need to impeach Biden, not because he's Joe Biden, because of the crime. Like, oh, well, he does. Well, if everybody does it, I'm like, well, this is the same buddy who says cops can't shoot people because they're held to a higher standard.
And it was the same person that was probably screaming at Trump about his document, like how Biden said it's unforgivable, it's inexcusable, it's how can you do that? And then he went and did the same thing. Like, come on, dude. It doesn't matter what fucking side you're on, bro. None of them are fucking for you. They're all fucking for themselves. Doesn't matter what fucking side you're on.
Taking advantage of the American people. As I told him, I said, dude, listen. I said, if it's illegal, it needs to be illegal. And everybody needs to be held accountable for that standard. That's the bottom line. That's just the bottom line. And your argument that police shooting people, they shouldn't shoot people because they're held to a higher standard. Well, the president of the United States is the highest standard.
Yeah.
If they can't follow the law, how are they going to hold us accountable for following law? It's a goddamn free-for-all at our level. Yeah. If they're not doing what they're supposed to do, why should we do what we're supposed to do? If you guys can make new laws, change laws, and do whatever the fuck you want, why can't I?
So, something that kind of – and I didn't really follow this person or really even have this person on my radar until this moment in time. So, when we lived in Florida, my wife was working at a restaurant called 315 Nona or something, or Lake some fucking – something Nona yeah. place. And Nancy Pelosi came in with a group of people, like her security and a group of people. And there's like a, you know, how like a restaurant usually has a birthday room or some sort of room you can kind of rent out or have like a private area. So they had like a big, like a private area that they didn't know they were coming. They came, they got the little private area. They were instructed that they couldn't look at her. You couldn't look at Nancy Pelosi. This is, by the way, a public servant, somebody who is elected by the people, who is supposed to represent and be for the people, and took an oath to the Constitution that they are a servant of the fucking people. So they couldn't look at her. They couldn't talk to her. They had to take her. My wife had to take her order from the person sitting next to, like, the secretary. Couldn't fucking look at her and talk to her. So I had to say, Miss Pelosi, like, not look at her. What would you like? You know, and fucking ask the secretary. Anytime they walked into the room to bring food or drinks or whatever they were doing, make sure everyone was okay, Nancy Pelosi would stop talking and just fucking stare them, like, just stare them down. But they weren't allowed, like, they would try to look, or, you know, they act like, why the fuck are you here? That's a public official.
Yeah.
That's how that person thinks that they are better than everyone else, that you are fucking scum beneath their shoe. I would have never even like had any sort of thought about
job on that day.
Oh man, I would have fucking, oh, but just
I don't walk in there, and like,
but you know, I see these politicians on TV. You don't know, you know, you're told in the media how to perceive this person, right? Well, I have fucking physical, like an actual tangible moment in time where my wife was in the presence of this person, and they were the most despicable piece of shit on this fucking planet, man. Like, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know how people, I don't know. I don't know how you can act like that as an elected official.
You're not supposed to. That's the answer. No. You're not supposed to, man. You're supposed to be for the people, by the people.
Mm-hmm.
So when a waitress or a hostess comes up to you and sees you, they'll greet you, you know, hey, you know, they probably recognize you. Hi, you know, hi, Miss Pelosi, how are you?
Yeah.
Where would you like to be seated? And then you get this fucking contract. Don't look at her. Don't do this. Don't do that. Dude, I'd be like, I'm fucking out. Like, what? Then you're not representing the people who voted for you, right? On caliber, whether you vote or not, you're supposed to be representing the people. You're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You won't even talk to those people.
It's fucking wild. It's fucking wild to think that We're at that point, though. I mean, look at her net worth. Look how much, like, if you're a politician, there's no reason why you should have hundreds of millions of dollars, and the people in your district are on fentanyl, fucked up on the streets, dying in fucking droves. Like, come on, dude, really? That's the world that we live in.
Well, they secured the fentanyl, though, because what they did, New York specifically, was they built these government-sanctioned houses or centers where you can bring your drugs. There's a nurse employed. They can hand you clean needles with Narcan in hand so you could do your drugs safely. And if you overdose, they'll bring you back to life and they'll send you back on your way.
So you shoot up in the hospital or right in the clinic there?
Right in the clinic center, yeah. You bring your drugs in because drugs are illegal, so you can't buy them from there.
Yeah.
But you can bring your own drugs in. They'll give you clean needles because, you know, the AIDS epidemic and all the diseases and pathologies that are, you know, accompanied by, yeah,
so
you know,
we
illegal
might as well
drugs.
Just let them have needles.
Just give them the fucking drugs. And then you're telling me, hey, don't fucking look at me. Right. Look over there at the toilet, you piece of shit server, because you don't matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah, that's that was the Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I think the whole insider trading thing got her canceled. I don't know. Apparently, and I didn't know this, I learned this recently, when you're a government official like that, you're not allowed to do that whole, like, insider trading thing because you're privy to information that the United States people aren't privy to. But it's not illegal to have your husband do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Going office worth it, you know, $20,000, and you walk out with $200 million.
Yeah,
like, I don't know how I got this money. Your government salary was only $130,000 for the last 8 years, but you're worth $240 million. Yeah, you know, I don't know what you're talking about.
Any red flags? I don't see anything wrong there.
Not at all. Not at all, dude.
Japers, how do we get on that? All right, we're knocking through these, baby. Ooh,
we're crushing it.
There was a shooting in California, you said. Speaking of all this, that was the next topic.
Over the weekend.
What happened?
There was. So, my understanding, there's a community of Asian Americans in California, and they're legal
what
immigrants.
Part?
They're just, I'll tell you, hold on. I think it's Montgomery Park. But I don't know if I'm saying that right. It might not be Montgomery.
So was it like a targeted hate crime type of thing? Like two?
No.
Oh, okay.
Monterey? Monterey, Park, California. So there's a bunch of dance studios and Asian Americans there. And to my understanding, they're all legal people. Well, they're dance studios there, which aren't for children. They're just adult dance studios in the Asian population. There's a shooter who comes in. Shoots up one dance studio, goes to leave and goes into another one, and an Asian American disarms him. He runs back to his van and shoots himself in the head.
Runs
he
back
was
to
using
his van?
A regular, yeah, his van.
Okay, so hold on.
Kills
some
himself.
Some guy, yeah. So some guy goes in targeting. It's an Asian American
Well, he himself was also a 72-year-old Asian American.
Okay.
So, like, this wasn't like, you know, Joe Whitey with an AR-15. Yeah. Well, he had from what I saw on the internet, he had a pistol and an Uzi, a machine pistol, an automatic weapon, which is federally illegal if you do not have the tag stamp. It doesn't matter how the ATF rolls it or Joe Biden, it's illegal to own if you're not tag stamped. Went in, killed 11 people in the shootings. And when the other guy disarmed him, he went and killed himself. This was Saturday or Sunday. It was the last weekend. we had in our country. It's fucking nuts, dude. None of this has to do with anything.
11 people in a dance studio.
Yeah. And they were all Asian Americans, and he was Asian American.
Wow.
This wasn't a hate crime. This wasn't a crime because of anything other than, and like they said on the news, it's sad because you'll never know the dude's motives, right? You'll never know the dude's motive. He had an illegal firearm, and he was doing illegal activities. Like, what do you do with this shit? You can't restrict firearms from law-abiding citizens. I don't own that gun. I'm not a, you know.
Right. So you're telling me that a guy went in with an illegal firearm and killed a bunch of people. But you mean to tell me that making that firearm illegal didn't make that firearm disappear?
Correct. Now, it's my understanding.
I
didn't know.
I thought that if you made it illegal, that the whole idea disappeared. Is that not true?
Well, let me put it to you this way. If the assault weapon ban in the country came to fruition, and the government came to me and said, all assault weapons are illegal, you have to give yours up. But not one more U.S. citizen will ever die from an assault weapon.
You'd give yours
up. I would say, here's mine.
Yep.
You can have them.
That's not the case.
The moment U.S. citizens start dying from these crimes, you know, and like this video, people are dying because bad people have access to firearms they're not supposed to have access to.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter what federal mandates you pass. Because the bad people are always going to have the guns, man. It just always works.
If you make bread illegal, does that make bread disappear?
Yes. Right now.
Bread is we have the best thing since sliced question mark.
Question mark. Correct. And here's the thing, man. I just said it. If you came to me, and it could be specific to all firearms, and told me that not one more U.S. citizen will die from firearm violence if you relinquish yours. Here you go, bro. Because I could still hunt with bows.
That's
I can still hunt and live my lifestyle with bows and crossbows.
You can do what you need to do. You can do, but people think that because you have those firearms that you're like inherently evil or something. It's such a weird mentality that people have. I don't know. It's the world's just fucked up, bro. It's hard to even
put into words. It's people that try to obey the laws and the constitutions. I don't go out and I don't rally for more guns. I don't rally for less guns. I just live in this world.
Yeah.
Right? And specific to the United States. I'll do whatever the government's telling me to do. I'll abide by the regulations. Pull a forearm bracer off my AR-15. I'll sell my AR-15. I'll live in the world that's created around me. However, like, there's no line to where they will restrict your rights. Mm. It doesn't matter what side you're on. If the Republicans get in office, they restrict your rights to abortion, religion, and everything else. If Democrats get in office, it's firearms and blah, 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 blah. Where's the people in this?
Exactly.
You have to tell me there has to be a larger demographic, a more logical people who can, like, sift through this bullshit and fix it. And if there's not, we're fucked.
We're probably fucked.
Yeah. With a fist.
We're Fucked brought to you by Things Unsettled. It is the Crying Eagle Brewing Company. Oh, beautiful. Hazy IPA, baby. Things Unsettled.
Brought to you by Crying Eagle. It's Canadian and all right.
Dude, we
all right, man. Wow, what else you got on your list, bro?
Hold on, we got one more thing, I feel like. Oh, we got one more thing. Wow, it's been an hour and a half. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 topics. The last topic is a topic suggested by the Jessica Cooler, my wife. The topic is, as explained here in the Duckett dialogue, when, in fact, did you grow hair on your nipples as a man? Go.
All right. So this is real deal. No joke. Like.
Do you have an actual story about you don't have nipples? You felt
I have like four.
I felt like you were prepared for this. The way you answered that.
I am prepared for this. These.
Hold on.
These nipple hairs are like 3 years old, dude. You don't have any.
I don't know. I guess not. It's all around the nipple. Right. Well, I guess women. Do you grow hair on your nipple or the areola? Or, hold on.
No.
Tell me what's going on here. Because I feel like you were prepared. So, you had something happen.
I need to show this. In the last few years, like we're talking, I'm 33 going on 34. I didn't start growing hair on my chest or my nipples until I was 30. This is a new development for me. I've had a full beard since I've hit puberty, like 18 or 17
you didn't have
or
chest
16,
hair?
Whatever. No. Not a single one.
I wonder if I did or not. I don't remember.
This is a new development. I thought I was one of the lucky ones. I went through life. I was like, man, I'm bearded up here. I'm losing my hair on top, but I'm fucking naked as a jaybird. Not the case, man. Last couple of years, started growing hair.
So what, does your wife like it or hate it? Did she have any
parlay in my? I'm not hair. I got like 16 hairs total across my back and chest. Don't matter to her. She don't care.
All right.
But parlayed, this is really funny you bring this up. So, so Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And tradition in my household is we get each other an early Valentine's Day gift. And then we have our son give us Valentine's Day gifts from the other person so they feel included.
Mm. So you get a blowjob, so and what do you get her?
A blowjob. So they make these things, and I don't know what it's exactly called. I call it a baby hair trimmer. You know the little like furries you get that aren't real hairs, but they're like peach fuzzes?
Yep.
I bought my wife one of those that shaves the peach fuzz around like her eyebrows and like under her nose. And their sideburns, wherever peach fuzz grows. I have been in the goddamn doghouse for like a fucking week for buying my wife a beard shaver. It's not a beard shaver. It's a fucking peach fuzz shaver. And your whole nipple hair conversation just raped my ass again. Because my wife's going to listen to this. And she's going to be like, you told everybody you bought me a fucking beard shaver. I didn't buy you a beard shaver.
Oh, that's fucking funny. No, because apparently nipple hair is a thing and you got to pluck it and you got to do all sorts of stuff with it. I didn't notice. I don't notice that. It's good. I think it's good. I don't notice any hairs.
When you're sucking the titty, you don't also floss.
See, and I wish I could. You know, I keep telling her, hey, dude, calm down on that. Like, keep one. Keep it one or two. Yeah. Like, one or two on each side. So then, yeah, I can concentrate on oral hygiene while you're riding me. I mean, why wouldn't you want that?
Right.
You know, that's a part of being an adult.
You like the titties and you want to floss your teeth on each one.
Yeah. You want gingivitis. Did you know that gingivitis is the leading cause of heart disease? I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that is even possible, but I just said it.
I respect it. Medically.
Gingivitis is the leading cause of something.
probably cloacal inflammation. Inflammation of your cloaca. But I'm going to hop off here, man, and go take a piss. And
I got
to
piss, too, man. Bro.
I think I love talking to you, man. Unfortunately, every time I go to talk to you, everybody else has cloacal issues.
So, dude, no, I know it's tough fucking We're going to figure this out. We're going to get a day that we can all have a set time and do it. And then I want to have another, like a guest one. But yeah, bro, thank you again.
I love you. In order to raise awareness for Duck a Dialogue, I will wear underwear to the gym with my saggy ball sack.
Yeah.
And then provide them for auction. I'll do that for you guys.
I think that's what we need. Because, all right, so what you need to do is wear those underwear, go to the gym, take a picture of you in the underwear, and then you need to bag them up, put them in a little Ziploc, and then we'll put them on the website, dude, as fucking Aaron Ewers, huge stretchy nutsack, Gumby-style fucking underwear. Because, and what we'll say is that if you wear these, your nutsack may or may not, but may be as stretchy as his. Because you don't know. You don't know. Your skin cells, if they're in there and they touch theirs, it could add some more elasticity, you know? Who's to say it doesn't?
I very well could. Who's to say it?
Another fucking successful Duck It Dialogue episode. Love you fucking assholes. Go fuck yourself or go duck yourself. Aaron Ewer, you're the man. Go fuck yourself.
Peace out, Girl Scout.